What exactly makes fast fashion different from, you know, just the conceptual standard idea of fashion?
Well, fast fashion is just, they just produce so much of it. So we used to have maybe one season, or we would have summer or winter, or we'd have four seasons a year during our different seasons. So fast fashion comes in and makes clothing every week or so. So there's just such a churn of new clothing.
Mm. Well, what kind of impact does fast fashion have on, you know, the environment and rights of workers?
Well, it's actually really pushed fashion up there because they're producing so much. Some statistics show that fashion is actually the second most polluting industry on the planet. So it's probably up there with the oil industry and fossil fuel companies. We produce so much waste material from the fashion industry that we're dumping about 6,000 kilograms of just excess clothing in Australia into our landfills every 10 minutes. And globally, this is happening around the world. So in places like the UK, there's about 300,000 tons being dumped into landfills every year. In the States, maybe 60 million tons, which is a pretty difficult sum to wrap your head around. But if you buy fast fashion or you don't, it's still getting into our air and water supplies, and it's still affecting our planet.
Gosh, 60 million tons. That is unfathomably large. Well, it's just, you know, a truly sustainable recycling model, you know, I think should fairly be based on the principle less is better. But how do you think fast fashion has developed in this regard?
Well, the difficulty, I guess, with this is they can overproduce as part of their business model. So they're not actually giving us what we want. They're just making, it's cheaper to make too much than to actually make the amount that we need. So it's a wasteful mindset built into this. It's a wasteful mindset built into a business model, which is not really acceptable.
Mm. Well, what choices can, like, me and you and anyone make to reduce our impact on the fast fashion?
Well, here at UTS, we do a whole bunch of really technical research to help, and that's on a deep sort of scientific fundamental level. So what can the average person do to help out right now? There is a little perk where, a little twist, where we're finding that $13 million a year is being paid by charity stores to actually return excess fast fashion to landfill or dispose of it because they just can't deal with it. There's just too much of it. So fast fashion companies actually giving this clothes to consumers, and then we're dumping it back at charity stores, and then charity stores have to dispose of fast fashion for fast fashion companies. So if we were to actually take our old clothing and bring it back to, they have these boxes in fast fashion stores to return our clothing, we can actually save charity stores millions a year. And then there's a perk where some of them will actually commit to donate about 3 cents for every kilo of fashion that is returned. So if you look at the big numbers I was talking about before, there's potential to raise a lot of money for research.
Mm, there was the 60 million tons, and
yes,
all those cents will add up very quickly. That's fantastic. Obviously, you know, we shouldn't be having this excessive fast fashion to begin with, but at least it's, you know, it's a pathway to remedy this issue.